broken, Moose?
But Squeaky...
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. That split second of silence. Before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar. July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
The Dulux Decorator Centre Super Saver event is here. Save up to 30% off problem-solving paints from Dulux Trade, Zinsser and BDEC. Mix your perfect colour with up to 25% off Dulux Trade, Dulux Heritage and Armstead. Plus, enjoy up to 30% off accessories, including Hamilton. Shop now and save at least 20% off thousands of products. Dulux Decorator Centre, with you for 130 years. Discount off shelf prices 16th to 22nd of June. Sunday online only, terms and exclusions apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on. What about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
Lines are now closed.
Right. Lines are closed for today's £25,000 box caller. It might be you if you text in and you did it all correctly. If we pick you to play the game, you get £1,000 guaranteed no matter what. And then you get to play for the other £24,000 in the box. And you could walk away with £25,000. We'll play that game literally in about 10 minutes.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past eight, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, an operation led by the National Crime Agency is going to look at grooming gang cases across the country. The Home Office says it'll provide long-awaited justice for victims whose cases were closed too early. Here's our reporter, Fraser Knight.
800 investigations have already been reopened as police now look again at some of those cases that might have been dismissed and closed far too early. And after a big U-turn by the Prime Minister over the weekend, there'll also be a national public inquiry. Now that will look at potential links between grooming gangs and immigration and suggestions of cover-ups.
In other news this morning, at least five people have been killed in the latest Iranian rocket strikes in central Israel. Tehran has confirmed an Israeli attack killed its armed forces intelligence chief yesterday. A man suspected of shooting dead a politician and her husband in Minnesota has been arrested after a huge search. People have been urged not to approach Vance Bolter. The Secret Intelligence Service is going to be led by a woman for the first time. Blaise Metrawelli will take over as head of MI6. That's later this year. And parts of the UK could see a mini heat wave this week. Hot Mediterranean air is heading this way. It could see temperatures reaching 30 degrees by Thursday. The southeast is likely to be the warmest place.
Sport.
F1 spoiler alert. If you don't know what happened, even though this happened a long time ago, the Canadian Grand Prix, then turn your radio down. George Russell has kept his win in the Canadian Grand Prix. It's after the stewards rejected a protest by Red Bull. They'd claimed he'd driven erratically while the safety car was on the track. That was overruled. So George Russell won, Max Verstappen came second, Kimi Antonelli was third. And Chelsea start their Club World Cup campaign against Los Angeles later in the US. The lineup could feature new signings, including Liam Delap. Champions League winners PSG already made a winning start. They beat Atletico Madrid 4-0.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
So lots of sunshine around for a lot of the UK. A bit of rain later for Western Scotland, and temperatures today getting up to 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
You've been looking at the lineup for the Godney Gathering.
Yes.
That Aaron was just talking about.
It's a good name, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. 18th and 19th of July.
Mm-hmm.
In Somerset, England. And performing on stage will be the Beatles Dub Club, the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican.
Good.
Dread Zone.
Dread Zone.
And the Enemy.
Wow.
So sick, sick, sick and tired.
I think, and I may have made this up, I think Dread Zone supported Oasis at Nebworth years ago. You know, when like they had seven or eight support acts on. I'm pretty sure Dread Zone were on there.
Yes.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw them.
Off the top of my head, Dread Zone, Cast.
Yeah, Manix.
Cooler Shaker, Manix, Charlatans.
Yes.
Chico.
And Chico.
Chico.
Way ahead of his time.
Yeah, yeah, Chico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What time is it? They said it's time for you to get off the stage.
Stop singing.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show.
And
Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Morning, everyone. 7 minutes past eight. It's Monday morning. It's the Chris Moyle Show. Excuse me. On Radio X, I am Chris Moyles. So I haven't got time to be polite. I've got things to do.
That's it. No time for chitter chat.
It's only a burp.
Yeah.
A burp on the
it's
radio.
Only a burp. We all do it. Shut up. Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
We all burp. And we all poo.
Mm.
We all wee.
We do.
Okay.
Just not all at the same time.
But not on the radio.
I mean, Tiff doesn't. She doesn't do any of those things.
No, absolutely.
But we don't do them on the radio.
Women don't.
What?
We don't do them on the radio.
Well, why don't we? Tell the truth, shame the devil. So yeah. What? Do you know what? Next time I need a poo, I'm just going to do it on the air.
Yeah. Do an OB from the toilet.
Well, we've done that. We have done that.
We have done that.
Finished.
That's good.
That's what I'll be like.
That's good. Yeah. Lovely noise in the way.
Not doing an OB from the toilet.
Can I ask you a question, Dom?
What?
Have you ever had a wee? And whilst you've been weeing, you've gone, wee!
Do you know, honestly, no, I haven't done that. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, Captain, do you ever done it? Be honest.
No.
James?
No.
Can't just be me.
It's just you.
Do you know, like, if you've been on the gargle, if you've been on the sauce for a bit, you've had a few pints or whatever, right. Or you're at a festival or something, you're desperate to go, it's one of those, you go, wee! You know, try it. It's brilliant. It's quite invigorating.
Is it?
Yeah. I didn't mean to talk about this. This was a welcome to the Chris Moyle Show link, although... Let's be honest. Chris, I've been listening for 45 minutes and I don't know what the question is. Well, you clearly haven't been paying attention.
Angry.
Because we read the question out about 7:30.
Yeah.
And I gave you all the answers. I even said, pay attention before I did it. Mm. Yeah, we gave out all the wrong answers. But I said, all the thoughts.
Yeah.
I even said, pay attention. So you don't deserve the money because you're an idiot. All right? Emma in Durham says, better out than in. See?
Quite right, Emma. Always.
James says to go wee when you're having a wee is pretty standard practice if you've had a few drinks. So there you go.
No, I don't think I've ever done it.
Try it, Dom. Try it.
I'll try it today.
Chris, talking of Emma, Emma in Durham.
Yeah.
I and a few other Leeds United fans met Emma from Durham during our 121-mile Gary Speed Memorial Walk. Yes. Now, can I say well done to everybody who took part in that? They, don't know how many times they've done it now. They do a walk to raise money for the Gary Speed Memorial. So Gary Speed, Welsh international, Leeds United player, Newcastle United, Everton. They walk every year to raise money. And this year, 121-mile walk. And, yeah, lots of Leeds United fans take part in that. And I think that was this weekend. In fact, I know it was. Because I heard Dan Moylan talking to Dixie on the BBC Local on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. It's from St James's Park back to Elland Road.
Yeah, they've
120 miles.
Yeah, so they changed it. I think they've walked from Goodison to Elland Road before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well done and congratulations to everyone who took part in that. Next year, me and Dom will do it.
Absolutely.
You know, and if I can't do it, Dom will do it for me.
And if I'm not there, then James is. But yeah, just put his hand up.
That's right. Well done.
No, I haven't.
Well done, James.
Right, it's 8:10. Here's what we've got. The £25,000 box game. Day 11. 10 incorrect guesses. 9 incorrect artists. Because somebody said Stereophonics twice.
Mm.
We had this guy.
Stereophonics.
And then a couple of days later.
Stereophonics.
Yeah, because he's clearly not listening. City. We've already had that one done.
You're joking me.
No, I am not. And we'll play the game in just a few minutes. Emma says, they're all amazing. It was lovely to meet them all. There you go. GarySpeedWalk.com. That's the link. Oh, you want to have a look.
Radio X.
Check it out.
Coming up, more Monday music and mayhem. It's day 11 of the box, and we've had 10 guesses so far. Stay tuned to find out if our caller says a new artist or one we've had before. Plus, by 9 o'clock, we would have done 2.5 hours of radio. So we need a rest. Let's see how many tunes we can play in the More Music Hour. Happy Father's Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Now, what shall I play? Shall I play Muse, Supermassive Black Hole, or Travis with Gaslight? Let's go Muse. Let's do that. Yeah, if you want to have a little look, walking for men's mental health awareness and all of that, GarySpeedWalk.com is the website. They did 121 miles from Newcastle to Leeds to raise money. Andy's Man Club is where that goes, so that's great. Great cause. GarySpeedWalk.com. Have a look. Right, let's go.
Don't you know I suffer? Baby, can you hear me roar? You caught me on the fault for 10 cents. I'm
Rachel says, Chris, Saturday, September 12th, you are performing in both Swansea and Tube Magna. This is Bristol. Wait, Bristol. On the same day, I'm looking at getting tickets, so I was just deciding which one. Thanks, Rachel in Bristol.
Is it two gigs on the same day?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm doing Swansea and then...
Tube Magna.
Tube Magna. But this is Rachel in Bristol. Now, Tube Magna is arguably nearer to where Rachel lives in Bristol...
Yeah, considerably.
...than Swansea.
Yes.
And she's wondering which one she should get tickets for.
Mm.
I would say Bristol. You would say Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol.
Bristol.
That's right. Talk like that.
But yeah, I mean, if you want, you can do both, but... I mean, I'm not going to give you a lift, but we are doing both.
Yeah,
I would just do the easiest way. It depends if you want to do Swansea and then have a night in Swansea. You've got that because I'm doing a day gig, or Brussels where you live because Tube Magna's there. So there you go,
Tube Magna.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What is the name of the place?
It's so you know Magna.
Yeah,
Tube.
Right. Oh, you just put them together and it's Tube Magna. Thank you.
Yes.
It's cleared that up.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Why don't you come with us, Dom?
To Tube Magna?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's now text back and say, I'll do both.
Really?
There we are. She's going to do both.
Yeah, it's a little bit... Okay. I mean, I'm doing both, but I'm getting paid. I'll be honest with you.
That's
so it's there's an incentive there for me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you now as well, if you go to both, you'll pretty much see the same set. Right. I'll change it up a little bit if you're at both. Okay, enough talking. It's 8:17, Monday, June 16th, day 11 of the £25,000 box game. I just stopped halfway through the word thousand for some reason. I don't know.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong and the box remains secure.
£25,000. Locked in a box. The only way you unlock the box is by guessing the correct Radio X artist. You say that name, that's the key to unlocking the box. You win £25,000. The caller today gets £1,000 guaranteed just for getting on the air to play the game. So we need to find out. I'm just waiting. And then on the screen should appear after the box says selected. Did you just go, oh no? Don't say oh no.
Oh no.
I don't like oh no, James.
Oh.
This competition has got a lot riding on it. Mainly £25,000. So when you say oh no, that's not a box owner.
No, all good.
Okay,
all
good. In that case, please, let's move on.
Selecting caller.
Lord.
Caller selected.
All right, which line is it? I can see it's on the screen. And that person who gets to play the game today and guaranteed £1,000 is you on line one.
Hello?
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 How's it going?
It's going all right. How's it going with you?
Oh, well, it's better. Better than it was this morning.
Well, now, I can't believe this is now day 11, and it's either yet another man or it's a woman from the north.
Well,
but it does sound like...
difficult to tell,
isn't
it?
You do sound like a man, sir.
Yeah, that's correct. All right. That's right.
Okay, yeah, good. You're a man.
What is your name?
My name is Will.
Will, where are you?
Well, I'm currently in Manchester, but I am from Sheffield.
Yes.
Thought you were that, Sheffield, certainly that way.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Manchester, Will?
Well, I'm currently at work at the minute.
Oh, so do you still live in Sheffield?
Yeah, I live in Sheffield and then work in Doncaster and then travel wherever I need to.
Okay. All right. We're slowly and surely getting information out of it.
What work do you do there?
I'm a lorry driver.
I'm
going to give you a heads up, Will. Dominic's now going to ask you questions about the lorry.
What are you hauling at the moment, Will?
There you go.
I have got on at the minute drainage pipe.
Whoa! Drainage pipe. Sexy!
Drainage pipes. That's great. And how many tons is your truck?
Well, it's a 44-tonner, but it'll not be that heavy because it's only plastic.
That's it. But if you wanted 44, you can do it.
So you could be a
chauffeur for all of Pippa's friends.
Yeah, that's it.
If need be.
Yeah. I could be.
Are you a family man? Are you, Will?
No, I'm only young.
Oh. Gosh, you do sound very old. I will just say that.
No, I don't know whether to say that one as a compliment.
Should we all try and guess how old?
I'll tell you what it is, Will. Let me just speak to him in his own language.
Oh, yeah,
I'll tell you what it is, Will. It's because of Sheffield accent and that monosyllabic tone that Yorkshiremen have. It just makes all blokes sound well old.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Jesus Christ on the mic, are you serious?
Serious, Will.
Sorry, Ofcom.
Yeah, yeah.
But he caught me unaware. You're 21.
I had you down at 50.
Yeah, I am.
Gosh.
Excuse me, young lady, would you like to go on a date with me?
No, you're all right, Grandad.
Grandad, I'm 21 years old.
Wow. Are you tall?
I wouldn't say so, no.
Hmm.
Help me out, Will. Meet me in the middle. Say then what height you are. Jesus, it's like pulling teeth.
Well, to you, I might be tall. I'm 5'9".
Shut your face. You know what? You're not funny. What you meant there, Will, was that, to Will. James. No.
That's taller than you.
Oh, we've cut him off. Oh, what a shame. I'll take his money. Bye-bye. It's the answer, Stereophonics. Boom.
James taller than you.
I'm taller than you, James. I am 5'10", actually. 5'9",
Will.
I'm 5'10", Will. 5'5".
Yeah,
man. In Cubans.
So you're in Manchester.
Tall enough.
Shut up. I'm moving on now. You're in Manchester now. And then, what time will you finish work?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on traffic, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah, I guess you're absolutely right. Stupid question, really, when you think about it, to a lorry driver. Will, you've got £1,000 guaranteed no matter what happens in this game, so you do have a bit of money, so well done. But should we play for the £25,000?
We may as well.
Exactly. I mean, Chris, you rang me up, you may as well.
Yeah.
£1,000 is yours. Are we going to make it £25,000, Will?
I hope so.
I really want you to win,
What
Will.
Would you do if you won the money?
Oh, maybe have a look at a new Skoda.
Oh, you ass kisser.
Well, very good, Will. They'll love that.
All right. Before you tell me who you think is the artist that's going to unlock the box, why have you gone for this particular artist?
Well, I've no idea. It's just the look of the draw, isn't it?
You're right.
Mm.
So I like your honesty.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. That look of the draw.
Just a guess.
A look of the draw, that guess could get you £25,000.
Yep.
He could do.
Should we go for it then?
Yeah, go on then.
All right. £25,000 up for grabs. Who's the artist that you think is going to unlock the box, Will?
The artist, Chris, that I think is Kaiser Chiefs.
Mm. Great Yorkshire band. From just down the road from
where
you're
from. Good shout as well.
Kaiser Chiefs. I don't think anyone said it so far.
No.
Should we lock it in?
Yeah, go for it.
Locked in.
£25,000 in that box in front of me. You get £1,000 even if you're wrong. But if you get it right, if the answer is Kaiser Chiefs, we'll take that grand off you and I'll give you £25,000 instead. Shall we find out if you're right?
Yeah, let's do it.
May as well, Chris. I got no else to do.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, all right. Talk about relaxed.
I love Will.
25 grand on the balance here. Let's find out. For £25,000, is the correct artist Kaiser Chiefs?
You are wrong.
Oh, Will.
It's not Kaiser Chiefs, but listen,
great,
you've
guesser.
Got £1,000 heading your way, Will.
That's brilliant. I've had worse Mondays anyway.
Yeah, you have, yeah. Congratulations on your £1,000. Sorry you didn't win the big money, and all the best with being single for the next few years. Oh, thank you, Will.
Well done, Will.
Thank you very much.
Ta-ra, buddy.
The box remains secure.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Somebody's just pointed out Will was 11 when Radio X started.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, may as well. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? We're in
it. Yeah. I mean, you stopped me working. May as well have a chat, yeah. Get £1,000, yeah. Cheers.
£1,000.
Great. You got a grand?
But the box remains secure, which means we go again tomorrow. Would you like to be in Will's shoes? I mean, I'm not saying generally in life. I mean, just as into play the game tomorrow.
Yeah, just for, yeah.
Do you fancy it? Because even if you're wrong, I mean, what a great consolation prize. You get a crack at it, £25,000, tax-free, boom, into your bank account. You get one crack at it. But if you're wrong, I'll give you £1,000 as a consolation prize. So be in with a chance of being on tomorrow. You have to answer this qualifying question. You have to text the word box and then the answer to this question. Sylvester Stallone stars as a boxer in which famous movie franchise? Sylvester Stallone stars as a boxer in which famous movie franchise? Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. That's the word box on a text, followed by your answer, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate, but you will at least walk away from the game tomorrow with £1,000. You must be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Tuesday. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions for you to read and enjoy if you're that way inclined, and of the online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Will got £1,000.
That was brilliant. I've had worse Mondays anyway.
He guessed it was...
The artist, Chris, that I think is Kaiser Chiefs.
But he was wrong, which means we go again, day 12, tomorrow, for the £25,000 box. Text now, you could be playing the game and going for the big money. Tomorrow morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Is there something wrong with me? 'Cause I'll feel ignoring me. Golden showers on my head, rainbows missing prison dead. I think I might just stay in bed. Paging, Mr. No Can Do.
And Gaslight at Radio X, and before that was the £25,000 box game for day 11.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. Yeah, but my guess is Cards and Chiefs.
He's 21 years old.
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. That's me. Yeah,
we thought we were talking to a 50 year old.
No. I'm only 21. I'm a baby. I'm a Yorkshire baby.
Yeah, I could be your dad. I'm not, but I'm old enough to be your dad.
Don't you?
No.
Daddy.
No, not daddy, please.
Daddy.
I can't let you
please
go.
Please be my daddy, Dominic.
Well,
I don't know what, I'm going to stop saying it. Yeah. I'm freaking myself out here, to be fair. The Chris Moyles Show. It's 8:32.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Skoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25, delivery times not guaranteed.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After natural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Rollback's back at Asda with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online, including our crunchy and juicy cherry tomatoes 300 grams was £1, now just 78p.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my cherry tomato and pesto pasta, which adds a fresh summery twist to any night. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See Asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning!
morning, Milesy!
I'm back, refreshed, revitalised and ready to deliver a brand new Pet Town, holiday highlights and this week's Mexican handbag, the 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
The future is unpredictable at times, but the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm 2 quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so right there. So you need them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm 2 quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark? You've been saving for his madness.
Reminds me, Captain, I've got something to talk to you off the air about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Should we do it off the air, then?
I could do it on the air, if you like, sure. So, basically, here's my problem.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. How was your wedding? You were at a wedding.
Oh, it was fun.
You took Friday off.
I had Friday off.
Did you know, you knew how ill James was feeling on Thursday, but you still took Friday off, forcing James to come into work on Friday morning, out of his deathbed.
Oh, he was translucent. He was so pale, Captain.
We thought a ghost had walked into the studio, and it was James.
Wasn't me. Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah.
I didn't know because I was off.
And how was it?
That was great.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. I don't regret taking the day off, now.
Do you know what? Team player. He's not, is he?
No, that's it.
This is how bad Captain is. He makes me look like a team player.
Whoa! Now.
Yeah.
That's a bit far.
That's a bit below the
that's
belt.
That's a bit much.
Sorry, I'll take that back. I've got a brand new Radio X record of the week to play for you. on this piece of paper here are all the details. Let me tell you about this artist, Dominic Byrne.
Yes, please.
This is their first material since their album, their last album, which came out in 2021.
Mm.
This song is a teaser of their new and upcoming 10th studio album.
What?
Look at the third note on the... we need to have a chat with our intern.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's called A Little Love. It is their most glorious and uplifting. The band promised more to come. In the meantime, this is Biffy Clyro. A Little Love, and it's the new from Biffy Clyro. I like that.
So do I. First time I've heard that. I really like it.
And they're going on tour. They're playing a few decent places, actually. Mm. They're doing Hungary, Budapest Park. I know they've done that. Let's have a look. June 16th. So they're heading to Germany.
Yeah.
Doing a couple of festivals in Germany in June. And then Netherlands. And then Glastonbury Festival, it says here.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Gosh,
I think that could be a bit of a flag moment.
Oh, definitely, absolutely.
For Radio X to see Biffy Clyro.
Yeah,
that's the new song. A Little Love is the Radio X record of the week. Did you see any of Soccer Aid last night?
No, I didn't, because we were at one of Tilly's drama things in a theatre in Dunstable.
Oh.
That's what we did.
You said that was so much joy.
It was very good, actually. But I've recorded Soccer Aid, and I've heard what happened, and it sounds incredible. The actual game itself sounds like an absolute classic.
Tiff didn't really want to watch it. I went, do you want to watch Soccer Aid? And she's like, nah. She doesn't really enjoy watching football.
Right.
But we watched about the first 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Really good. Really entertaining.
a lot of goals.
I cheer every time a man with the ball passes to a woman on their team.
Yes, absolutely.
It's rare.
Yeah.
Jill Scott's like this. Now, I'm open. Now, me, now. The bloke on the ball going, where shall I pass this to? I'm here, right here.
I know Rooney scored, didn't he?
Rooney scored.
Was it a good goal?
It was quick. I think it might have been the fastest goal. Yeah. Rooney was playing last night, played really well.
Mm-hmm.
Scored the goal. Ended up on his arse.
Did he?
Yeah, but it was great.
And Carlos Tevez was on fire.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Martin O'Byrne's daughter, Bea, was singing at halftime.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That is a claim to fame and a half, isn't it?
She was on the telly. There she is there.
Oh, my goodness.
Morning, Bea. Well done. Look at her.
That is very, very impressive. Rock and roll.
She was going to wear her Leeds United shirt, but...
Bottled it
at the last second.
She was absolutely told not to.
Probably fairly wisely, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it last night, what I watched. And although I just hate the puns. Your man who does the commentary.
Oh, who was doing it?
What's his face? What's the man he faced? Him? The man?
Is it Sam Matterface?
I think it's him, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves a pun. Oh, God.
Oh, really?
He loves a pun. any excuse to get a pun in.
Right.
And Jason Manford's doing the commentary with him. Jason must be there going, oh, God, come on, mate. He looked very well last night as well.
Did he?
He's looking in great shape.
Oh, good.
Robbie's looking brilliant.
Yeah.
Harry Redknapp looked brilliant. Everybody looked brilliant.
Hmm.
Not sure if there was a Tyson Fury swear word go out at one point.
Apparently so, yes. I saw something on social media.
I missed it, because that's brilliant as well.
Yeah, there was something, apparently.
So well done to Robbie and everybody involved in Soccer Aid.
Awesome.
My mate Jill was there.
I think they raised 15 million.
It's amazing.
I think, something like that, yeah.
Is it like 20 years or something Soccer Aid's been going? It's
been going forever, isn't it? Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Mm.
And it is just so many famous people taking part.
Yeah.
Angry Ginge.
Yes.
Who's a YouTuber.
Mm.
Cleared the ball off the line in spectacular style yesterday. And I think he's a Man United fan.
Right.
And it was at Old Trafford. He's wearing an England shirt.
Yeah.
And an international player chips the ball over the keeper. He runs towards the goal and literally just flicks his foot up and knocks the ball out so it doesn't cross the line.
Oh, that's his life, mate.
What a moment.
He got man of the match as well.
Did he?
So that, added into that, must be delighted.
He had a lovely Sunday, didn't he?
Tom Grennan.
He's good, isn't he, Tom?
He's great. Mm. And... fired the ball and it just went over the bar, and it was Van der Sar in goal as well. But that would have been an amazing goal.
Yeah.
And also, good morning to Paddy McGuinness, who was also there, yeah. Apparently,
yeah.
Jumping about all over the place.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, that's all. Well done to everybody involved. That's a good thing. It's one of those things, Dom, where, you know, they're lucky that I just say no every year.
Well, exactly.
I would just show everyone up.
You don't want to show them up, do you, really?
Yeah.
Have it.
The only thing I'd like to do is I'd like to take part one year. It's just so when you walk out of the tunnel,
yeah.
Right, and then you're there, you're in Old Trafford or Stamford Bridge or Wembley or wherever it may be.
Yeah.
And welcome to Soccer Aid, and here they come. And just as I walked onto the pitch, I'd fall over. Mm. I'd be like, and then they have to stretch me off.
Magic sponge.
And then I can't take part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you could just ask to be chosen at the 93rd minute and you run out and then the whistle goes.
Yeah, just as I step onto the pitch, they blow the whistle.
So you can still do your injury then. Then the whistle goes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if anything, I'd be in the dugout, just, you know, vaping and drinking.
That's it. Supporting the boys.
I don't know if that's quite the...
Boys and the girls.
Chris, what do we do? Should we make some changes? Yeah, if you like, yeah. But what do you think we should do?
Well,
I'm on Budweiser now. I'll have a Coors Light. No, but on the pitch. Oh, no, you can't drink on the pitch. I do know that. You can't drink on the beach.
Yeah. This is why you've not had the call yet, isn't it?
One of the reasons why I've not had the call, yeah. One of the reasons. Right, 10 to 9, Monday morning, Radio X. That little More Music Hour is coming up after 9 o'clock while we play more music in that hour than we do in this hour. But this is Maxima Park.
I sleep with my hands across my chest and I dream of you with someone else. I feed my body with things that I don't need until I sink to the bottom. Don't act like you care, there's a surprise. Don't believe me, then look into these eyes. This can't go on, so I should just regret it.
I start saying a word and then I just stop.
Well, halfway through the... It's weird, isn't it?
I know, don't know.
Careful on certain words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. The blur's not being played soon.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
When you're on the radio, sometimes, and it doesn't matter how hard you try, sometimes your brain just decides to take you off in another direction.
Yeah.
So let's say... I hope you had a great weekend.
Mm.
And then at the last millisecond, my brain wants to say, hope you had a fab weekend. So I'm going to say the word great, and my brain wants to say fab. So yeah. I go, hope you had a grab weekend. Grab? What? A grab weekend? Oh, you laugh now. Yeah.
Oh, it can be.
Oh, you laugh.
It can be.
But
bad.
Once I was going to say, did you see the football today? And my brain wanted to change the word to soccer. So I started one word and ended with the other word. Yeah. I swear to God on my life that's true.
And it wasn't football, was it?
It was not.
No.
I wish it was.
Oh, that it were.
You've got to be very... I've told you... How many times have I told you before?
Mm.
You've got to be very careful when you're on the radio.
Yeah.
The way you say things, the order of which you say things.
Mm.
For example, as Martin Kellner once said, you know, you can prick your finger, but you can't. You've got to be very careful.
You've got to be. You've got to be careful.
It's an art form,
isn't it?
Trying to say,
yeah, it is.
It's an art form or a fart form, as I would probably say.
Yeah.
So more music hour coming up. After 9 o'clock this morning, we've all got to pick some songs. I don't know what we've got coming up. It's going to be a surprise to me as much as it's going to be to you. And then that's it.
Yeah, then we all go home.
Our podcast is out, by the way, and it is blooming brilliant.
Oh, it's a real good one.
$4.99.
It's the 499th podcast we've done for Radio X. 499, wow. Which means two things. Number one, listen to this week's. It's got Will Smith on it.
Yes, it has.
It's got Bryce Orlando Dallas Bloom, Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard, Boy George.
Yeah.
And I discovered that James Robinson's aftershave smells of apple crumble and custard.
True story.
I've got it on today.
That's why I could smell food earlier.
That's what you said.
No, that was KFC. You could smell. That's a different aftershave.
Which one have you got for KFC? That sounds nice. It's just quite sweet, James, as in sweet smelling.
Thank you.
No, as in sweet smelling.
It's very kind.
And then next week, as in this week, on Friday, we will release our new podcast. We always release a podcast on Friday. That will be our 500th podcast. And James Robinson, executive producer of The Chris Moyles Show, can you believe it? Jeez, my career's going backwards.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Has promised us a Hollywood AAA star.
Did I do that?
Yes, you did. Absolutely.
Proper A-lister.
I'm honestly
as a
really
surprise,
excited. Yeah.
And you'll only hear that on the podcast on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, and you'd hate to let yourself down and now not bring that.
Oh, that'd
I
be
will.
I can't wait,
it's great. You love a challenge, don't you? It's
I
like, who can you get? Can you get Tom Cruise? Will it be George Clooney? Yeah. Who's it going to be? Charlize Theron? Yes, please.
And what we know about James is he will step up for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You like more work.
Because he wouldn't want to let us down and he'd want to prove us wrong.
Exactly.
And prove how good he is at organising. And of course, we started this chat on Friday, so he's already had the weekend to work on it. It might already be in the bag.
That's true.
My new role, I'm going to start delegating a lot more.
Yeah. Well.
Well, as long as it happens.
Can we have a meeting?
I'm actually busy. I'm busy all week, I think.
No, who would you love it to be?
I'd love anyone, like Bono, for instance, would be incredible. Where massive Captain star. Sat now, Bono could be sat. I mean, that would just
be awesome. Massive star.
Would you want them in?
Would you? Ideally.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Would you take Bono on a Zoom?
I'd take him on a Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the flesh would be better.
Would you?
I'm sorry. Who's on the line? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, now.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Nothing James can't handle.
Yeah. How many calls have you made so far, would you say?
Like, I don't want to say, actually.
I bet you don't.
Actually, Jimmy, it's none of your business.
Welcome to our 500th podcast. And we have a special guest. Hello, who's on the line?
How are you? It's Arnold.
Oh, wow, my Arnold. God, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no, Arnold Smith from Cologne.
Oh, right.
Oh,
not the same.
That would be good.
Richard Branson could be on, inviting us to Necker Island. Yes, Chris, you've been banging on about it for so many years.
Yeah.
My treat, I want to fly you all out to Necker Island for a few days.
Yeah.
The Australian twins?
Yeah. Well, no.
No. What?
Because if you say something like, I want A-list.
Okay.
Do not make any jokes.
Sorry.
Because he'll take that as, oh, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Job done.
They're available now. That ride's finished.
Run. It's the 500th podcast.
They've got to be able to play Soccer Aid, but they've not been on reality television or they're not a YouTuber.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Right. Yeah, that's good.
Good brief.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck working on that.
Yeah, can't wait.
And we'll all find out together on Friday who it's going to be.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Right, it's almost 9 o'clock.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp. You've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine. Gillette.
Asda, with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online, including our crunchy and juicy cherry tomatoes 300 grams was £1, now just 78p.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my cherry tomato and pesto pasta, which adds a fresh summery twist to any night. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Select stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See Asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Make way! Coming through. Rolling deep with my entourage here. Make way!
Sorry, are you on gift gaff or something?
Yeah, and they just saved me £400 on this new Google Pixel 9 Pro.
That explains the swagger. What's with all the ducklings?
My entourage? Say hi, guys. Get the latest phones at great prices from GiftGaff. Ends August 10th, terms apply. See giftgaff.com for more info.
Oh, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But dear God,